Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Babich, and towards McCoy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miles moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Miles scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. McCoy moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes scores. McCoy moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to home to get McCoy. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babich moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babich moves to third. Gantenbein moves to second. Bill Trotter now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Swift moves to second. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter bunts towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotter for the out. Swift moves to third. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Swift scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Athletics. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Judnick moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Trotter's glove, towards Hefner, who fields it, throws to second, with Berardino covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0-for-0 in the game. Trotter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 0-for-1 in the game. Babich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Babich reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miles hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Babich moves to third. Gantenbein moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babich scores. Gantenbein moves to third. Miles moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Lefty Mills now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Gantenbein scores. Miles moves to third. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grace takes first base on ball four. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Berardino moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grace scores. Berardino moves to third. Judnick moves to second. One out. It's 6-3, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brancato moves to second. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Babich bunts and there's an error on the play. Brancato moves to third. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brancato scores. Babich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange pinch hits for Bob Swift. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Lefty Mills. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Eldon Auker now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Babich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Babich covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Auker covering. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Miles scores. Siebert scores. It's 10-3, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Cox now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Babbage hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein pinch hits for George Siski. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Bill Cox. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.